Thank you. Oh boy, what a subject. The treatment of, okay, we have to talk about tolerating different religions. But before we do that, we have to identify and define what a religion is. A religion is a body of laws. These bodies of laws started before we had writing, and these laws were passed down verbally. And then when writing was invented about 5,000 years ago, people started writing down these laws, and they called them religions. Okay? So why would one body of laws tolerate another body of laws? Why would you do that? If one group of laws differs from your group of laws, why would you allow people who practice a different set of laws into your country, where they're obviously going to sabotage your system because they don't agree with your laws? So there's no excuse whatsoever for political correctness. It goes against the grain of any civilization. I'm not just saying don't let Muslims in. I'm saying don't let anyone in who degrades your legal system. I am saying don't let Muslims in. I'm saying we shouldn't let anyone into our country, and I'm speaking as an American, but I mean any country. The Muslims don't let us into their country because they know we're going to degrade their legal system. We're not going to support them stoning their women or performing clitoractomies on their children. We're not going to do it. The first thing we do when we get into a Muslim country as Americans is we're going to try to subvert their civilization because we despise it. And that's proper. So we should only allow people in our country, which is based on English common law, the idea of free speech, who support our laws. And we used to do that. We didn't used to give citizenship to anyone who didn't prove by passing a test that they supported the Anglo-Saxon legal ideals, the legal system of Northwestern Europe. And we should go back to that. Otherwise, we're not going to be Northwestern Europeans anymore. We're not going to be civilization anymore because we are only a country. I mean, you define a country by the laws they follow. That's what I'm trying to say. A religion is a body of laws. So there's no excuse for tolerating any religion that is substantially different from your religion if it expresses itself in a different legal system. They have to be told to go back to their continent of origin where their laws are supported and get out of our country unless they're going to support our laws, which the Islamics do not and never will. They will always see women as a second-class citizen. They will always support harems. They will always support the right of a man to kill his daughter for not agreeing, you know, for rebelling against him. These laws go back to ancient biblical times when it was okay. It isn't now. Maybe we're wrong, but we have changed course. We no longer take our young boys and girls to the elders to be stoned to death if they eat too much, get fat, or become alcoholics by the age of 10. You know, maybe it was a better country back then, 7,000-10,000 years ago, but we don't do that. And we shouldn't allow anyone else in who does. Mike is free.